The Law of Life. The old Indian is sitting on the snow. His name is Kushkush. He is the former chief of his tribe. He is more than 80, and his eyes are old. He cannot see well, but his ears are wide open to every sound. Now, all he can do is sit and listen to the others. Aha! That is the sound of his daughter, Sitkamtaha. She is beating the dogs, trying to make them stand in front of the snow sleds. The days of the Northlands are growing short. The men have to look for new hunting grounds. The tribe cannot wait for death, but Kushkush is dying. The new chief is a mighty hunter. He is his son, the son of Kushkush. As the women work, old Kushkush can hear his son's voice. He is yelling at them to work faster. A child is crying, and a woman is singing softly to keep him quiet. The child is Kuti. The old man thinks, a sick child. He will die soon, and they will burn a hole in the ground to bury him. They will cover his small body with stones to keep the wolves away. Well, what is the meaning of life? A few years, and in the end, death. Death is waiting, ever hungry. Kushkush listens to other sounds he will hear no more. The men are tying strong leather ropes around the sleds to hold their belongings. The sharp sounds of leather whips ordering the dogs to move and pull the sleds. Listen to the dogs cry, how they hate the work, he thinks. Sled after sled moves slowly away into the silence. They pass out of his life. He must meet his last hour alone. But what is that? A man is standing beside him. He feels a gentle hand on his old head. It is his son. His son is good to do this. He remembers the past and feels happy for a short time. His son's voice brings him back. It is well with you? His son asks. And the old man answers, it is well. There is wood next to you, and the fire burns bright, the son says. The morning is gray, and the cold is here. It will snow soon. Even now, it is snowing. Ah, even now, it is snowing, the old man says. The tribesmen hurry. Their loads are heavy, and their stomachs are empty. The way is long, and they have to travel fast. I am going now. All is well? It is well. I am like the last year's leaf. I'm sticking to the tree. The first breath that blows will knock me to the ground. My voice is like an old woman's. My eyes no longer show me the way my feet go. I am tired, and all is well. He lowers his head to his chest and listens to the snow. His son slowly rides away. He feels the sticks of wood next to him again. One by one, the fire will eat them, and step by step, death will cover him. He begins to think about his death. First, his feet will freeze, then his hands. The cold will travel slowly from the outside to the inside of him, and he will rest. It is easy. All men must die. He feels sorrow, but he doesn't think of his sorrow. It is the way of life, and the law is not new to him. It is the law of the body. Nature is not kind to the body. Nature is not thoughtful of the person alone. Nature is interested only in the group, the race, the species. This is a deep thought for old Kush-Kush. He knows many examples of it in all his life. The tree sap in early spring, the newborn green leaf, soft and fresh, the fall of the yellow dry leaf. He places another stick on the fire and remembers his past. He is a great chief, too. He thinks of the days of much food and laughter with fat stomachs and of no food with empty stomachs. Then he remembers his childhood. He closes his eyes and watches the scene like a movie. He is a small boy watching the wolves kill a moose. He is with his friend, Zingha, down by the river. They see fresh steps of a big, heavy moose. "He's an old one," Zingha says. "He cannot run like the others. He is tired and behind the others. The wolves are going to separate him. They will never leave him." And so it is, by day and night, never stopping, biting at his nose, biting at his feet, the wolves stay with him until the end. Zingha and Kush-Kush are excited. The end will be a sight to see. They follow the steps of the moose and the wolves. Each step tells a different story. They want to see the tragedy. The moose struggles to escape up a hill, but the wolves attack from behind. The moose falls down and crushes two wolves, yet it is clear that the end is near. And here comes the end. The moose stops to fight. The snow ahead of them becomes red. Then they hear the sounds of battle. He and Zingha move closer on their stomachs. The wolves are busy and they don't see them. The old man opens his eyes. The last picture is so strong that his blind eyes see the end again. For long, his mind sees his past. The fire begins to die out and the cold enters his body. He places two more sticks on it. There are only two more sticks left. He thinks that will be his lifetime. After a few minutes, he places one of the last pieces of wood on the fire. He listens to the sound of the woods burning in the fire. What a strange noise for wood to make in the fire, he thinks. But no, it isn't wood. His body shakes. He listens to the sound carefully. They are wolves. The cry of a wolf brings the picture of the old moose back to him again. He sees the body torn to pieces with fresh blood running on the snow. He sees the clean bones lying gray against the frozen blood. He sees the rushing forms of the gray wolves, their shining eyes, their long wet tongues and sharp teeth. And he sees them form a circle and move ever slowly, closer and closer. A cold, wet nose touches his face. At the touch, his soul jumps forward to awaken him. His hand goes to the fire, and he pulls a burning stick from it. The wolf sees the fire, but he is not afraid. It turns and howls into the air to his brother wolves. They answer with hunger in their throats and come running. The old Indian listens to the hungry wolves. He hears them form a circle around him and his small fire. He waves his burning stick at them, but they do not move away. Now, one of them moves closer, slowly, to test the old man's strength. Another and another follows. The circle becomes smaller and smaller every minute. "Why shall I fight? What for?" he thinks. And he drops his stick with the fire on the end of it. It falls in the snow and the light goes out. The circle of wolves move closer. Once again, the old Indian sees the picture of the moose as it struggles before the end comes. He drops his head to his knees. What does it matter after all? Isn't this the law of life?